entrepreneurship and owning a business is hard enough as it is. But if you're going to add speaking to the mix and you're going to put yourself in public on the platform and from a stage, then there are days when you're going to feel a little bit pummeled. And your North Star story and your business story of origin are going to be the two narratives. They're going to convince you that it's okay to take a deep breath, to dust yourself off, and to get going again.
Welcome to the Speaker Driven Business Podcast for the entrepreneurs, the subject matter experts, and the difference makers who want to unlock the power of speaking-driven strategies to accelerate impact, influence, and revenue. I'm your host, Jacqueline Nagel, and this is the place for straight talking, easy to implement 20-minute or less business, speaking, and communications insights and lessons, which will help you break through from unheard of to in demand. Let's go.
Welcome to episode 23 of the Speaker Driven Business Podcast, where we're going to take just a little bit of a sidestep whilst we're in storytelling mode. And this is to talk about your business story origin. Now, why this matters is because I know that a lot of our audience are here to build their businesses. They're here to speak as subject matter experts, and they're here to be professionals who are paid to speak. But even if you are a professional speaker or an aspiring professional speaker, where you want a sustainable speaking career, make no mistake, the only way to attain that sustainable speaking career is to actually have a sustainable speaking business. And so therefore, whilst we're in storytelling mode, I think it's really important to explore the three core stories that you need in your business. These stories are the stories that we use every day when we're teaching people how to pitch, teaching people how to position, when teaching people how to actually step back into the true power of their business. This taps into all the work of Simon Sinek around Start With Why. It taps into so many different things, but we need them so that we can actually step into the power and the truth of why we are here and why we exist. Every time we walk people through in workshops and programs and conversations what these three particular story types are, it's incredible to watch the empowerment that it delivers, because identifying and articulating the stories also allows you to step into the full truth and power of why you're here and why you do what you do in a way that also has audiences lean in and say, yes, please, I want more of this. So the three types of stories that we want in our businesses include our business story of origin. We call that the BSO. But there is also the North Star story, and there is the witness stories. Now, witness stories we've already spoken about in episode 22, but the other two stories are really, really important, both the business story of origin and the North Star story. Now, I'm going to unpack for you the BSO, the business story of origin, and then we'll move to the North Star stories. The power of the BSO, the business story of origin, is when it's constructed properly. So we use chunks of story within the story to reveal the why, to reveal the discovery of the problem, to reveal the identification of the promise. And this is why it becomes really powerful in pitching, because when we have this story, we might well tell it as a 3 to 5 minute version. We can also bring it back to a 50 to 75 second version that we can use when we're pitching. The power of a business story of origin is that it really gets people buying into you. It gives that trust and connection that we've spoken about. And one of the examples I'm going to use right now is a woman by the name of Eliza, who is the founder of the Farmer's Days app here in Australia. And I'm just going to paraphrase her story because the intimate detail is hers to share. But we crafted a story as a result of some pitch coaching that we did, and she used this story in her pitch to demonstrate what it is that she does and why she started what she does and why it matters. And so within Eliza's BSO, it started off with a story about her childhood, about growing up in Melbourne, but being able to escape every school holidays to her grandparents' farm and what she learned and how it felt. That was the first part of the story. The second part of the story was actually hitting burnout as a young career-oriented professional and heading back to the country to what she remembered about her grandparents' farm, about that slowdown, that connection to earth, that connection to nature, that connection to how our food is produced, and reconnecting to all of the things that could really ground her and move her through that burnout, and realizing in that process that this may actually be what was needed to solve a lot of the anxiety, burnout, and stress elements that we actually have in our everyday life. And in that, she then decided to create Farmer's Days, which is an app identifying luxury accommodation on farms where you can go and stay. Now, she has an incredible mission underneath all of that, but that is her business story of origin. And when she shared it, everybody got it. Everybody understood it, even if they'd never, ever stood on a farm. Because what was universal about her story, her business story of origin, was the sentiment that I want to know that I can find a way to navigate stress and anxiety and all the things that come with that and burnout. And so it was a really powerful business story of origin. In working with more than 100 people just this year to get their business story of origin really strong, I've actually realized that ours needs revisiting here. And I'm going to walk you through some of the elements of my business story of origin, which is still in formation stage. And there's a couple of reasons for that. One, I think it's important to also bring my own things to the table so that you understand I'm not just speaking from theory, but also to give you permission to be perfectly imperfect. So the BSO, business story of origin, that we've got at the moment within Any Given Tuesday, we have a brand story. We do have a beautiful brand story, but the business story of origin for me personally is this. And that is that at the age of 22, I was dating someone very heavily involved with Amway. And I went with him to a massive conference, which is actually being hosted in a stadium. Now, my world until that point was, to put it bluntly, quite volatile. But that night at that conference is where it all started to change. The conference was actually of such a size that they had engaged an external keynote speaker, not just their normal platform speakers. That woman's name was Janine Shepherd. And from that stage that night, she shared her story of being on track as an Australian for the Winter Olympics and serious contender for medals and being hit by a truck on a training run. It devastated her world. Hearing her speak was the first time I realized that what happened to you did not need to dictate your future. And even before she finished speaking, I had raced to the back of the room to buy her book because, new to this world, I wanted to make sure I bought one before they all ran out. It was my first experience of the power of someone's story and of running to the back of the room. It ignited in me also the first sparks of belief that I could create a future worth having. And it seeded in me the belief that one day I would be a speaker and a writer, and that this crazy turbulent existence of mine might just have purpose if I could speak as powerfully as Janine did that night. But I made a mistake. I actually had the belief that I had time, that I could do it someday, that it would get here eventually, and I could decide when I was going to do it one day in the future. And that felt to be true until events in a 2016 business failure completely robbed me of my ability to speak. I put a business into receivership as the result of a frustrated contract. But bound by the ASIC regulations, which is the Australian Securities and Investment Commission, I could not speak on behalf of the company in receivership. I was unable to make any comment on that company. So bound by that regulation on one side and a gag order by Reese Witherspoon on the other, I actually lost my voice. And I lost control of my own narrative. And I felt I also lost control of any future opportunity to become the speaker and author I wanted to be. Some days suddenly became no day. But what it did was it ignited in me an urgency to teach others how to speak powerfully, to stop waiting for perfect, to simply speak up, to do so in a way that they would make a difference they were here to make, to share their stories with strength, power, and grace so we could heal our and the world. To be blunt, if I couldn't speak, it became so damn important to me that I empower others too, that I create a world of Janine's impacting a world of Jackie's. But more than that, I know that when we find our voices, when we use them for good and not for evil, and particularly when women step into the power of their original voice, the entire world changes. And I realized, even if I could never speak again, that that was something that I could co-create for a better future for all of us. So that, as I said, is still a little rough at the moment and not quite shaped the way that I would like it to be shaped. But it does speak into why I do this, the things that brought me here. And it also speaks into the promise of the world that I want to be able to create. And this is what a business story of origin should do. They don't have to be as individually lived experience based. They don't have to be as powerful and emotive as Eliza's was, for example. But they do have to walk us through almost like context in a setup, the identification of the problem, what we chose to do about that, and what we are doing about that, and what we're hoping for as a promise of a better future. That is your business story of origin, and it should always get people leaning into and understanding. And what it should also generate is, even if someone doesn't want to work with you, they understand clearly what you do and also know deep somewhere within inside them that if they ever want to work with someone like you or avail themselves of your service or buy your product, that you are the one that they're going to come back to because you created trust and connection through your business story of origin. The second story that we need to talk about is your North Star story. This is your compass. This is your aspiration. This the world is possible if your work, your topic is no longer necessary. What does the world look like if your work is no longer necessary? So for example, we do a lot of work supporting and fundraising for the Forgotten Women Project here in Australia, which is all about rehoming permanently women who have become homeless. Women over the age of 55 in Australia is the fastest growing homeless population, and it is an incredible problem that can't be solved within government frameworks. So we support the work of the Forgotten Women, and their North Star story is that they will be made redundant. Their North Star story is that one day their work will no longer be needed because the problem has been resolved. It's like eliminating polio from the human race. It's bold and it's audacious and it's what keeps you going. It's not necessarily your marketing line. It's not necessarily your tagline, but it is something you can speak into when it becomes important. It is something that you can give people an idea of the scale of what you want to achieve. North Star stories also may not be achieved in your lifetime, and they should also be able to ensure longevity. So I mentioned Steve Jobs earlier in one of the podcasts. He came back into Apple and created this incredible technology-based business. On his departure a second time through cancer, that business has not only sustained, it has continued an upward trajectory. Their North Star is clear. They know their North Star story. They know their purpose. And that North Star story and that purpose has outlived the originator of the story. And that is what a North Star story should do. And it may only be bold and audacious in the scale of your lunchbox or your local community or your own organization. It doesn't have to be bold and audacious on a global level, but it should be something that actually keeps you going. A North Star story is that it reminds you of why you exist and what it is that you want to achieve when the times get tough. Because particularly entrepreneurship and owning a business is hard enough as it is. But if you're going to add speaking to the mix and you're going to put yourself in public on the platform and from a stage, then there are days when you're going to feel a little bit pummeled, and your North Star story and your business story of origin are going to be the two narratives. They're going to convince you that it's okay to take a deep breath, to dust yourself off, and to get going again. So if you know your business story of origin or your North Star story, then I invite you to share that on your socials and tag us in. Let us know what they are, because the more that we become aware, particularly the business stories of origin, the more we can see the people behind the headline, behind the business, and behind the platform. And that is where true trust and connection really starts to take off.
I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Speaker Driven Business. And if you have, I'd love you to do two things for me. Number one, subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And number two, leave a review so other people can find and enjoy the content we share. Online, you can find us on Instagram and connect with me personally on LinkedIn. Just head to anygiventuesday.com.au and you will find all the connection points there. Speaker Driven Business is the show making speaking-driven strategies accessible to everyone, and I am honored you tuned in.